Yes, good morning. I heard yesterday they're planning on exonerating this Capitol Hill police man who murdered Ashley Babbitt. If Ashley Babbitt was black, we'd already know who her killer was, and they'd be really doing something at the Capitol.
Thank Carol you. In New Jersey. Carol. All right, moving on. Irishman in the Bronx.
Read the Janine Machine by Richard Blasberg and Twisted Justice at CNN.com. That's the Janine Machine by Richard Blasberg and Twisted Justice at CNN.com. Google Janine Pirro wrongful convictions. She sent an answer to New York City cop to prison.
Neil on Staten Island.
Forget about the Harrier, Frank. In the early 90s, I had the chance to ride around on a World War II Sherman tank. To this day, I still get a tingle on me just thinking about it.
Joe and Ron Konkema.
Great show, Frank. And don't feel too bad for Andrew Cuomo. I heard he got a job doing sexual harassment videos.
Gordon in Canada.
I love that Harrier jump jet, Frank. Good morning. Worst films of all time in descending order. Andy Warhol's Frankenstein in 3D. The Unforgiven. March of the Penguins. And the worst, absolute worst, Air Force One.
Ted in Forest Hills.
On September 1st, I want all B-52 and B-1 bombers to make Afghanistan look like the moon. Thank you very much.
Jimmy in Brooklyn.
Scissamoron, scissamoron, scissamoron.
Charles in Queens.
I'm going to say, I don't really care if the 11 women is all sort of semi-fraud, because he simply got his comeuppance just like O.J. Simpson did. He got... He was found guilty for something else other than killing Goldman and his ex-wife.
Thank you, Charles. Hey, don't go anywhere. The WABC Early News with Juliet Huddy and me is next. More news in 1 hour than the old news stations bring you all day. To be continued.
Red Apple Media is proud to celebrate 100 years as one of America's most influential radio stations and New York's first. WABC. And WLIR-FM, Hampton Bays. From around the world to around the block, this is a WABC 77 Second News Update.
I'm Deborah Valentine. Votes may be rescheduled later today after House moderates held up a vote on President Biden's $3.5 trillion infrastructure plan. Moderates are demanding the House first approve a $1 trillion public works package already okayed in the U.S. Senate. Well, the FDA yesterday granted full approval to Pfizer's two-dose COVID-19 shot. It was on the U.S. market under an emergency use authorization. It is now New York Governor Kathy Hochul. She was sworn in at 12:01 a.m. following the resignation of former Governor Cuomo. In a taped farewell address, Andrew Cuomo remarked,
"For your morning, all the news you need to know. It's the WABC Early News on 77 WABC. Now, here's Juliet Huddy and Frank Morano.
Good morning, good morning. This is the WABC Early News. I'm Frank Morano.
Hi, Frankie. How are you?
I'm great. How are you doing?
I'm good. I'm Juliet Huddy, and we're good because we're not going to get any more rain for a while, thank God. That was quite the weekend, wasn't it? Just endless rain.
That's
but from your Ramsey
sure.
Mazda Weather Center, today we're looking at, we're not even going to get up to the 90s today, which we had thought we were going to, although we will get up to the high 80s. 89 will be the high in the city, but we'll have lots of sun. It'll be a nice day. Tonight we're heading down to the low 70s. We'll have clear skies, and that will lead us into another nice day tomorrow. Mostly sunny skies, a few clouds here and there, with a high of 89 degrees. Tomorrow night, clear to partly cloudy, 74 degrees. On Thursday, we hit the 90s, and we will continue to see lots of sun. Same thing with Friday, lots of sun. Although Friday night, we could see some scattered thunderstorms rolling in overnight, but nothing too bad. Right now, Frank, it looks really nice for the weekend. At least on Saturday, we're looking at 75 degrees with clouds, but still, it'll be a nice cool day, you know, temperature-wise, I mean, comparatively to 90 degrees. Sunday, we're looking at 79 degrees with mostly cloudy skies, although I do see some sun popping in there. But that's a little far off. Right now, looks like the next few days are going to be very, very warm, very humid, and very sunny. Not too bad.
I'll take it, given what we've had. That is going to be a nice change. A big news day, nationally, internationally, and locally. President Biden is expected to decide today if troops are staying in Afghanistan beyond next week's deadline. But the Taliban warns if they do, the U.S. will be crossing a red line and face consequences. The group says such a decision will recreate mistrust, claiming that there's no reason to stay in Kabul past August 31st. The Pentagon is rushing to evacuate all Americans and Afghan allies, flying out nearly 50,000 people so far.
I missed that part. You said mistrust. Who said that would create mistrust?
The Taliban is saying
that would create mistrust.
To leave on August 31st.
Mm-hmm. It's not them saying, oh, no, we're going to let Americans and Afghans with papers into the airport, but then they don't and they end up shooting them. That's not breaking trust. No, not at all. Unreal. All right, let's move on to some local stuff. Big news. Kathy Hochul was sworn in as the 57th governor of New York at midnight Tuesday. So that was just a few hours ago. She makes history as the first woman to be the state's chief executive. She is 62 years old. She's been a public servant for a long time. She was sworn in by Chief Judge Janet DeFiore at a private ceremony in the state capitol building. She tweeted out shortly after, honored to be officially sworn in as New York's 57th governor. Looking forward to the full swearing in ceremony with my family later this morning and addressing the people of New York later on today. She is a Buffalo native, and of course she succeeds former Governor Andrew Cuomo after serving as his lieutenant governor since 2015. Again, she's going to be holding a ceremonial swearing in this morning at the Capitol building at 10 o'clock with her family there. And then she's going to meet with Senate Majority Leader Andrew Stewart Cousins and Assembly Speaker Carl Hastie later on. She also will be delivering that address to the public today at 3 o'clock virtually.
All right, 507, somebody that can tell you what that Kathy Hochul-related traffic is like today, is the dean of the New York Traffic Corps, and it's Joe Nolan. How's it looking this morning, Joe?
What's that street where the hill is on? That'll be heavy, whatever the name of
it is. I think
it's
State Street.
Well, there you go. Well, if you're traveling out onto the Erie Roadway, you've got a couple of issues, a couple of big issues, actually, as you start to travel southbound. Again, truck route 1 and 9, Jacobus Avenue. There is a very serious accident there on the truck route. So as a result, all lanes are closed. 78 westbound Rattlesnake Bridge Road, which is exit 26, a disabled truck center lane out. Westbound on the Brooklyn-Queens Expressway at the Williamsburg Bridge, there's a stall. And then further on down at Kent Avenue, an accident. Again, the right lane out. And then also on the Brooklyn-Queens Expressway, much further up at Broadway, a disabled with two lanes out. Mass transit looks to be pretty good. Alternate side once again today is in effect. I'm Joe Nolan with Traffic Talk Radio 77 WABC.
Thank you very much, sir. A group of South Florida doctors have walked out of their hospital. They did this yesterday. The reason was basically they're protesting the surge in COVID cases and hospitalizations among the unvaccinated. They walked out just before sunrise in an effort to try to get residents to understand how bad it is if you don't get the COVID vaccine. They say that they are fatigued from working so hard during this latest surge. They said they're exhausted, their patients and their resources are running low, and they're basically begging for the public's help. Obviously, the outbreak down in Florida is terrible. This Delta variant has really taken over. It's actually made Florida one of the worst states in the nation. Florida, meantime, has lost 5 police officers to the virus in just this past week, including a 27-year-old female officer. And a Florida mother lost both of her sons to the virus in 24 hours. She's now encouraging people as well to get the vaccine.
Mm. No, sad story reading about those 5 police officers. Well, speaking of COVID, it looks like most people support COVID mandates. A recent survey by USA Today and Ipsos found 72% agree with requiring masks, calling them a matter of health and safety. When it comes to vaccine mandates, the number is 61%, with exceptions for medical or religious reasons. Overall, though, 70% of those surveyed back the right to choose whether or not to get a vaccine.
Dr. Fauci is back in the news, and of course, his critics say that he's flip-flopping. He's saying he's just made a mistake. He said that he misspoke when he said that the U.S. would have, quote, control of the pandemic by 2022, claiming that it would be beaten by the spring. He has then now he has basically backtracked on that, and he said that it was his error. He said, my bad. The National Institute for Allergy and Infectious Diseases expert apologized. He said he misspoke, and the U.S. can beat COVID by spring. So it can beat COVID by spring. He said, though, it is a very wily virus, and so that apparently is the reason that he sometimes has to backtrack.
President Biden is asking the Supreme Court to keep the eviction ban in place to help struggling families. He says the pandemic has changed unexpectedly and dramatically for the worse. In a document filed yesterday, he warns there may be more breakthrough COVID cases due to the surging Delta variant. The current ban expires October 3rd, but some landlords in Alabama and Georgia are fighting to end it now.
Well, the dog days are over for former Governor Andrew Cuomo, or are they, Frank? The Albany Times Union, citing two state police sources, reported Monday that the outgoing governor had packed up his stuff and headed out of the governor's mansion, leaving one very important thing behind, his dog, Captain. Sources told the paper that the governor had asked staff to take care of Captain, suggesting the embattled Politico had dumped the doggy and didn't want him any longer. Fake news. Cuomo fiercely denied the claim on Twitter last night, saying some people just can't get the facts straight. Yes, I was downstate monitoring storm response for a few days, but Captain and I are a man and his dog. He is part of our family, and that's the way it will always be. And he posted a picture of the happy family. Captain, by the way, is a 3.5-year-old Siberian Shepherd Malamute mix, and he has reportedly bitten people in recent years, according to the Times Union.
The officer who killed a rioter during January's Capitol attack won't be disciplined. Capitol Police say he was justified in shooting Ashley Babbitt. The Air Force veteran was seen on video trying to climb through a hole in a shattered glass door leading to the House chamber. The officer shot her in the shoulder. Police say his use of force may have saved lives. This closes the case after the Justice Department decided not to file charges.
Mayor Bill de Blasio appeared to rejoice at the demise of Governor Andrew Cuomo. He tweeted just moments after the governor, well, the former governor, the governor became a former governor. De Blasio tweeted, greatest city in the world, with a picture of the Manhattan skyline set behind the Brooklyn Bridge. So a lot of folks were, especially people on Twitter, were all a Twitter, accusing the soon to be outgoing mayor of throwing shade at the former governor. But earlier in the day, Cuomo seemed to throw a little shade himself. He said during his farewell speech what many took to be a little dig at the mayor, saying Eric Adams will be the next mayor of New York City. He said, I think he'll bring a new philosophy and competence to the position, which can give New York City residents hope for the future.
A lot of people wondering what's next for Governor Cuomo. Well, a top aide to the governor, former governor, says he won't run for public office again. Cuomo formally resigned this morning, about 5 hours ago, 3 weeks after a state attorney general's investigation concluded that he sexually harassed 11 women during his 3 terms. Cuomo was defiant in a pre-recorded farewell address. In fact, let's hear a little bit of the governor's farewell address yesterday, in which he seemed to be anything but apologetic. In fact, he took issue with the investigation itself. This was the governor in his recorded address yesterday.
But let me say now that when government politicizes allegations and the headlines condemn without facts, you undermine the justice system. And that doesn't serve women, and it doesn't serve men or society. Of course, everyone has a right to come forward, and we applaud their bravery and courage in doing so. But allegations must still be scrutinized and verified. Whether made by a woman or a man, that is our basic justice system. I understand that there are moments of intense political pressure and media frenzy that cause a rush to judgment. But that is not right. It's not fair or sustainable. Facts still matter.
In spite of that tone, it is being reported by multiple aides that he has no plans to run for office again in the future.
Well, I mean, I know there's a lot of stuff going on in Afghanistan, a lot of stuff going on here with the new governor, the first female governor, but burying the lead, Frank. Ben Affleck was snapped looking at engagement rings at the Century City Mall Tiffany's out in California, along with his mother and his son Sam on Monday. I think we all know where this relationship is going, Frank. Yes.
Oh, boy.
Yes, you'll remember that he popped the question to Jennifer Lopez way back in 2002. That was Bennifer 1.0. He had that beautiful, I think it was like a 6-carat Harry Winston diamond, cost around $2.5 million, probably worth about $8 million this in 2021. But, you know, they decided to postpone their wedding in 2003, and then they ended up just scrapping it completely when they broke up a year later. Lopez, 52, Affleck, 49, sparking things back up this past April. You see them nonstop all over the paparazzi pages after she ended her 2-year engagement to Alex Rodriguez. But apparently she has moved on. And it looks like they could be moving to the altar again.
We are moving on to the Peerless Boilers Sports Report with Matt Sapienza. What's happening, Matt?
Well, the Mets were off last night, but the Bronx Bombers kept on grinding. Giancarlo Stanton homered and drove in 3 runs to carry the Yankees to their 10th straight victory, cooling off the streaking Atlanta Braves 5-1. The Yankees snapped first-place Atlanta's own 9-game winning streak in the first regular season matchup in almost 120 years between teams that had won at least 9 in a row. Stanton homered in the second inning off Huascar Yanoa and snapped a 1-1 tie in the sixth with a 2-out, 2-run double. Gary Sanchez tacked a 2-run single on the eighth. Dansby Swanson homered for Atlanta, and the win went to Jordan Montgomery. This report is brought to you by Peerless Boilers. They do make America's best boilers. You can check them out at peerlessboilers.com. With sports at 15 and 45, I'm Matt Sapienza, WABC Sports. Back to you guys.
Thank you, Matt. At 5:17, let's get a look at traffic and transit on the sevens with the one and only Joe Nolan. Joe, are you excited about that Westfield date with Juliet?
Actually,
next month?
Just reading your email as I speak. But yes, I hear. See, we have a date. I'm fired up.
September 25th. You guys know why that is significant?
No.
No?
I don't.
Frank?
No.
2 days before my birthday.
Oh, now we got to get a cake. See, that's why.
No, no cake. I don't need cake.
Postpone to make it closer to her.
We do. We can have cake.
Okay. I'll blow out the candles. I mean, I'll take out the candles and blow them out myself away from you guys. And then, yes, you guys could eat the cake. That's fine.
Right around the corner from where we're going to have dinner, there is a amazing, amazing Italian bakery called Bevella's. Wow. And we will get a cake from there.
Just remember, and, 52 candles.
Nah, I wouldn't do that to you. But you know.
I mean, I already did it to myself.
Oh, okay. Well, if you're traveling southbound on the BQE, right around the area of Broadway, a disabled truck, 2 right lanes are going to be out of service. Also, at the Williamsburg Bridge, an accident, 2 lanes out of service. Now, in Somerset County, Millstone River, right around that whole mess down there that always floods, it still is, and it probably will be for another couple of days. River Road, Canal Road, Griggstown Causeway, all of that down there is still shut down. We also have that problem as you travel southbound 109 right around Jacobus Avenue in Kearney with a bad accident. And alternate side of the street parking rules and regulations again today are in effect. This report of service of Discover. Discover matches all the cash back you earn on your credit card at the end of your first year. It's amazing because Discover's accepted at 99% of places in the U.S. to take credit cards. Learn more at discover.com/yes. I'm Joe Nolan with Traffic on the 7s, Talk Radio 77 WABC.
Thank you very much, Joseph. All right, coming up in your Jet Set Juliet travel update at 5:40. The FDA has officially approved the Pfizer vaccine. So what does that mean for travel? I only answer that question. Also, a warning to Americans planning on traveling down to the Bahamas, and Delta Airlines making it easier for Americans to travel overseas, plus a couple really important changes in the cruising world. If you happen to be booked on a cruise or are planning on it, definitely listen up. And it's a bird, it's a plane, it's, you're not going to believe what it is in the middle of Times Square. That's coming up at Jet Set Juliet at 5:40. Frank, what are you doing in your biz buzz?
Home sales, Juliet, home sales.
Whoa, I can't wait. All of that coming up momentarily.
Let's talk about America. Not taxes or tweets or the issues that divide us, but how incredible our country is. Whether you come home to a crowded city street or sleepy small town, everyone deserves to live in a clean, green, and thriving community. We are Keep America Beautiful, the nonprofit working with millions of people like you to end littering, improve recycling, and beautify communities. Learn more at KAB.org. Together, we can do beautiful things.
I love my husband, but I'm so angry he chooses alcohol over us. I'm glad I tried Al-Anon. Do you worry about someone's drinking? Al-Anon can help. Call 866-200-0033 or visit alanon.org/hope.
Did you ever ride your bike with a clothespin and a baseball card? Or use a typewriter for a school paper? Then here's a timely alert. Americans born from 1945 to 1965 are five times more likely to have hepatitis C, which often has no symptoms, but is a leading cause of liver cancer. The good news? Treatments are available that can cure hepatitis C. Talk with your doctor about getting a blood test for hepatitis C. Know for sure. A message from the CDC.
Download the 77 WABC mobile app now. Get the latest news and information. Listen to your favorite shows and podcasts anywhere you go. Available now on Google Play and in the App Store. Talk Radio 77 WABC.
I thought I was... Island is music. There are more legendary artists and more musical genres from Long Island than anywhere in the country. And over 100 of them have been inducted into the Long Island Music Hall of Fame. Internationally recognized galas, benefit concerts, scholarships to students, and awards to educators. A state-of-the-art mobile museum educating and entertaining Long Islanders. We are the Long Island Music Hall of Fame. Learn more and support us at LIMusicHallOfFame.org.
Right now, millions of Americans have an uneasy feeling about the future. That's why they're quietly stockpiling as much emergency food as they can. What about you? Do you have enough emergency food to get you through a prolonged crisis? If not, take a moment to shop My Patriot Supply. We're America's leader in emergency preparedness and survival. Since 2008, we've served several million American families like yours. In fact, our mission is your survival. So head on over to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few of our tasty emergency food kits. Our food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage and is shipped quickly and discreetly to your door. One day, you might be eating breakfast, lunch, or dinner while everyone else is standing in a food line. Avoid that. It's too late to act once the other shoe drops. It's time to be self-reliant and prepared, and now you can. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Entertaining and informative. It's the WABC Early News on 77 WABC. Now, here's Juliet Huddy and Frank Morano.
Good morning, 522. The opening bell rings this morning with investors hoping for more of the same today. The NASDAQ finished at a record high after the FDA approved the nation's first COVID-19 vaccine. Shares in vaccine makers rose along with airlines and cruise industry stocks. Oil prices also surged nearly 6%. At the closing bell, the Dow gained 215 points. The S&P 500 added 37 points. The NASDAQ jumped 227 points. New home sales for July will be out this morning. And the experts see sales bouncing back from a very shaky June. Housing industry analysts forecast 1% growth in sales to an annual rate of 680,000. This follows a 6.6% decline in new home sales in June. The numbers are due at 10 a.m. this morning. House Democrats will try to strike a deal today to move forward on President Biden's sweeping economic agenda. A vote on two key proposals was scrapped Monday when centrist Democrats and party leaders couldn't break a stalemate. The centrists want the House to pass the bipartisan $1 trillion infrastructure bill the Senate approved earlier this week. They don't want it linked to Biden's $3.5 trillion economic plan. Speaker Nancy Pelosi has wanted votes on both at the same time in order to get support from centrists on the economic agenda and progressives on the infrastructure bill. Juliet?
Thank you very much. Yes, it's August. Yes, it's still hot. Yes, the humidity is at levels of like 70% and the sun is blazing away, or at least it will be finally today. But no matter, because Starbucks is thinking ahead. They have officially decided to bring back their pumpkin spice latte, and that is happening, Frank, today, Chris, along with their awesome menu of foods and drinks, like their pumpkin muffins and pumpkin scones. This is very exciting. It's happening the 18th year. The pumpkin spice latte is delicious, and it still remains the same, though. It's espresso and steamed milk combined with the flavors of pumpkin and warm spices like cinnamon, nutmeg, and cloves. And it's just delicious.
Too early. It's too early.
Well, you can also have it hot, iced, or blended.
No.
And it should be topped with whipped cream.
You got to wait till September.
You know, I don't really care. I don't really care because, you know, when you can get it and then you walk into an air-conditioned place, it feels like fall.
All right.
So I'm not going to complain about that.
Anthony Scotto, former New York power broker, union king of the Brooklyn waterfront, reputed mob captain and convicted labor racketeer, and later a Harvard University lecturer, has died at the age of 87. One of his daughters, news anchor Rosanna Scotto, announced the news in a statement on Sunday. A native of Brooklyn, Scotto had attended St. Francis Prep in Brooklyn and studied pre-law and political science at Brooklyn College before rising from a 16-year-old dock worker on the Brooklyn waterfront to become leader of Local 1814 of the International Longshoremen's Association. He had relationships with every politician in New York and many in the country, including close relationships with both Governor Mario Cuomo and President Jimmy Carter.
What do you know about him? I mean, so you said reputed mobster.
Well, so he went to prison for racketeering. And back in 1969, Joe Valachi, who was a mob turncoat, he identified Scotto. I mean, you take the word of rats for what it for what they are. He identified Scotto in Senate hearings as being a member of the Gambino crime family. Those Scotto always denied this. He claimed that it was part of a vendetta against him by the by the Justice Department. And later, in a federal mob trial not involving Scotto, prosecutors claim that Michael Clementi was caught on tape, who's a mobster. Michael Clementi was caught on tape that saying he helped Scotto get into the mafia. He was indicted in 1979 on 33 bribery and racketeering charges. He was convicted ultimately of labor racketeering, got a 5-year prison sentence and 5 years probation. So, he was reputed to be a captain in the Gambino crime family.
All right. Well, moving right on, a New York judge ordered a defendant to get the COVID-19 vaccine as part of his plea deal. Another judge made it part of a drug dealing suspect's bail terms. This is interesting. Manhattan Judge Jed Rakoff granted the release of a woman accused of drug dealing on the condition that she does get vaccinated. And another order came from a judge over there in the Bronx, Jeffrey Zimmerman, who made vaccination part of a plea deal. And apparently neither defendant appeared to object, which I'm not really surprised about. There have been similar cases around the country, including Louisiana, where a judge ruled that criminals could skip community service if they get vaccinated.
527. Let's get a look at somebody that does community service only because he wants to, not because he's forced to. The one and only Joe Nolan.
Well, if you're on the Brooklyn Queens Expressway southbound, a couple of problems. One up in Queens and Broadway, a disabled truck. Two lanes are out of service there. And then at the Williamsburg Bridge, there is an accident with two lanes out. 1 and 9 in Jersey City. Nope. Kearney southbound. Truck route at Jacobus Avenue. Bad accident. That's being cleared. Then westbound on 78 out by exit 26, a disabled truck in the center lane. Then also in Somerset County, a little further south, though, the Millstone River, River Road, Canal Road, Griggstown Causeway, all of that still closed with all the flooding. That usually takes a few days to get out of there when we had the amount of rain that we did. Mass transit looks to be pretty good, though. An alternate side of the street parking rules and regulations again today are in effect. With traffic on the 7s, I'm Joe Nolan, Talk Radio 77 WABC.
Joe, coming up on this day, August 24th. Wait till you hear what happened many moons ago. And in your Jet Set Juliet travel update, there's a lot of breaking news today involving cruising and people who are planning on going on cruises. Also, people who are planning on traveling to the Bahamas. You better listen up to this report. And something has arisen in Times Square, and I'll tell you what that is at 5:40. But first, let's head over to the news desk, and Deb has the headlines.
All right, morning, Juliet and everybody. Pfizer's COVID-19 two-dose vaccination fully approved now. The FDA granting approval following emergency use authorization. New York's Lieutenant Governor Kathy Hochul, now governor, sworn in at 12:01 a.m. In a tape farewell address, former Governor Andrew Cuomo talks about the state attorney general's report finding he sexually harassed a total of 11 women.
The attorney general's report was designed to be a political firecracker on an explosive topic.
And it worked, said Cuomo. In time, he said the truth will come out. New Jersey Governor Murphy has announced a mandatory COVID-19 policy for school personnel in grades K through 12. This applies to both public and private schools.
Strong masking and vaccination protocols in tandem with other safety measures are our best consolidated tool for keeping our schools open.
Unlike New York, New Jersey is offering a testing option. Suffolk County police searching for the killer of a 20-year-old Wyandanch man shot and killed right in front of his Lake Drive home early Monday. No motive yet in the death of Alante Shipp. And that is your 77-second WABC News update. Juliet will have your full forecast from the Ramsey Subaru Weather Center. Right now, 73, mostly clear skies. I'm Deborah Valentine.
Entertaining and informative. It's the WABC Early News on 77 WABC. Now, here's Juliet Huddy and Frank Morano.
Good morning, everyone. Happy Tuesday. It's August 24th. And Frank, you know what time it is. On this day, August 24th, 1215, Pope Innocent III declares the Magna Carta invalid.
On this day in 1814, during the War of 1812 between the United States and England, British troops entered Washington, D.C. and burned many public buildings down, including the White House. Not cool, Britain. Not cool.
Well, also not cool, Mount Vesuvius. Not cool. On this day, 79, after centuries of dormancy, Mount Vesuvius actually erupts. We saw it bubbling yesterday, but it erupts officially in southern Italy, devastating the Roman cities of Pompeii and Herculaneum.
On this day in 1869, Cornelius Swarthout patented the waffle iron.
Oh, wonderful. On this day in 1349, 6,000 Jews blamed for the plague are killed in Mans.
On this day in 1891, Thomas Edison applied for a patent for the motion picture camera.
Well, on this day in 1349, Jews of Cologne, Germany, set themselves on fire to avoid being baptized.
On this day in 1954, the Communist Control Act went into effect, outlawing the Communist Party in the United States.
I don't have any good. I mean, mine are like just death and devastation. It's horrible. On this day in 1572, the St. Bartholomew's Day massacre of Protestants by Roman Catholics begins in Paris and spreads to the French provinces later.
On this day in 1979, The Facts of Life made its debut on NBC. TV comedy lasted 10 seasons, making it one of the longest-running sitcoms of the 80s.
10 seasons, really?
10 seasons, yes. You take the good, you take the bad, take the rest, and then you have.
Yeah, that's right. I used to dress up as Joe, and I actually had J-O on the back of my baseball T-shirt when I was in 7th grade, because I had my hair in the ponytail with the two ponytails on the side. Mm-hmm. 1682, on this day, Duke James of York gives Delaware to William Penn.
On this day in 1992, Hurricane Andrew, with 165-mile-per-hour winds, smashes into South Florida, causing a record billions of dollars in damage and numerous deaths. President Bush declared Southern Florida a federal disaster area.
On this day, this is a very important day for me, 1787, Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart completes his violin and piano sonata in A. Now, that's important, but even more important is the trivia around Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart and one Marie Antoinette. As a child, she apparently met Mozart when he came to perform for her family. Legend has it that after the concert, while Mozart, who was probably the same age as Marie Antoinette at that time, was playing with the children, Marie Antoinette being one of them, he slipped and she caught him. And Mozart stated, "I'll marry you someday." But Marie Antoinette's mother said, "Uh-uh. Sorry, honey. It ain't happening."
She said, what are you, losing your head?
Yeah, look, let's let them eat cake, please. She never said that back.
On this day in 2010, actress Lindsay Lohan was released from a rehab facility just 22 days into a three-month program.
That doesn't work. On this day in 1831, one Charles Darwin was given the invitation of a lifetime to travel on the HMS Beagle as a, I think, a naturalist. His position was for the next 5 years, the Beagle surveyed the coast of South Africa. Darwin was able to explore all of the islands and the continent, including the Galapagos. He filled lots of notebooks with all sorts of interesting things and observations on animals and plants and thousands of specimens, which he created and he sent home. And he said, it was by far the most important event of my life. It would provide him with a lifetime of experiences to ponder and the seeds of a theory that he would work on for the rest of his life.
On this day in 2020, a 33-year-old Hong Kong man was infected a second time with coronavirus more than 4 months after his first bout, becoming the first documented case of a person being reinfected with COVID-19 a second time.
Well, we're going to wrap this up shortly, but on this day in 1847, Charlotte Bronte finished her manuscript of Jane Eyre.
Well, I can't compete with that.
How about this? On 1853, the first potato chips were prepared by a chef named George Crumb at Moon's Lake House near Saratoga Springs, New York.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. I'm not sure if we can really give him credit for that, but let's just do it. Hmm. Why not?
Very interesting.
Yeah.
All right. Well, 5:37, let's get a look at traffic and transit on the 7s with Joe Nolan. Joe, are you a potato chip guy?
Oh, my gosh, yes. That is my absolute downfall.
Really?
That and double stuffed Oreos.
Oh.
And neither are in this house. She will not buy them, and that's probably good. She's probably kept me alive an extra couple of years.
Good.
So, in any event, let's
Thank
get
God
outside.
For her.
Yeah, no, Marion's keeping me. No, she's good. BQE southbound and Broadway, a disabled truck. Two lanes are out at the Williamsburg Bridge. There's an accident. Two lanes are out. Now, 1 and 9, this is the truck route. Jacobus Avenue in Kearney, bad accident. Westbound 78 at exit 26, a disabled truck center lane. And alternate side is in effect. This support of service of the Business Roundtable. Another pothole, traffic and flight delays. Aging public transportation. Congress is close to making a historic investment in America's infrastructure. It's up to the House to finish the job. Pass the infrastructure investment. Investment and Jobs Act paid for by the Business Roundtable. I'm Joe Nolan, traffic on the 7s, Talk Radio 77, WABC.
Thanks, Joseph. Yep. From the Ramsey Mazda Weather Center, going to be a nice warm day. 89 degrees with lots of sun, clear skies tonight, and we're getting up to 89 degrees again for tomorrow with mostly sunny skies. Frank, what's happening in the biz buzz?
Well, we are going to be talking to you about a study showing that ending unemployment benefits had very little impact.
Mom used to scream about Dad's drinking. It drove me crazy till Mom went to Al-Anon. If someone's drinking troubling you, you might be surprised at what you can learn in an Al-Anon or Alateen family group from people just like you. Call 1-888-4-ALANON or go to alanon.org.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
Today I'm going to help parents translate teen slang. Now, when a teen says something is on fleek, it's exactly like saying, that's rad. It simply means that something is awesome or cool. Another one is totes. It's exactly like saying, totally, just shorter. As in, I totes love going to the mall with Becca. Another word you might hear is jelly. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will think you're, rad.
Entertaining and informative. It's the WABC Early News on 77 WABC. Now, here's Juliet Huddy and Frank Morano.
Opening bell rings this morning with investors hoping for more of the same. Once again, the NASDAQ finished at a record high. After the FDA approved the nation's first COVID-19 vaccine, shares in vaccine makers shot up along with airplanes and cruise industry stocks. Oil prices also surged nearly 6%. At the closing bell, the Dow also was up 215 points. The S&P 500 added 37, and the NASDAQ, with that record close, jumped 227 points. Ending federal unemployment benefits early appears to have not made much of an impact on people returning to work. That's according to a new study from economists and researchers out of Columbia, Harvard, the University of Massachusetts Amherst, and the University of Toronto. 26 governors withdrew their states from the programs ahead of their Labor Day expiration date in an effort to deal with the labor shortage. But the study found that doing so did little to address the shortage of workers, prompted few people to get back to work, and also led to a nearly $2 billion cut in household spending. Some Apple employees are moving ahead with efforts to organize. They've launched a website called Apple 2, where employees can share stories of harassment or discrimination. The site indicts the company for a culture of secrecy and retaliation and says that now it's time to think differently. Only about 15 employees are directly involved in the organizing effort, Juliet.
Thank you. It's time for your Jet Set Juliet travel update. You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Jet Set Juliet. We have a ton of breaking news this morning. First, as you've heard, the FDA has officially approved the Pfizer vaccine. So what does that mean for travel? Well, first of all, what does it mean, period? It's no longer an emergency approval, so it's a legitimate approval. This is good news for the travel industry because it likely means more people who've been hesitant will get their shots now. A Kaiser study from earlier this summer showed 44% of Americans said that they were more likely to get vaccinated if the shots received a full approval from the FDA, which now they have. At least the Pfizer does. Following up on a story I brought you yesterday, a jump in infection levels has led the CDC to advise, basically warn Americans to travel, not travel, rather, to the Bahamas. Not travel to the Bahamas. This comes on the heels of an announcement by leaders in that country that no one on a cruise ship will be allowed in unless they've been fully vaccinated. The State Department, meantime, has upgraded its travel advisory to level 4, do not travel, when it comes to the Bahamas, and that applies to all Americans, whether you're vaccinated or not. It's not a ban, by the way, when they say do not travel. It's a stern warning. Essentially, what it means is, should you ignore the federal warning and travel to a country that you've been told is dangerous to visit for whatever reason, let's say the Bahamas, because of skyrocketing Delta COVID rates, you are potentially on your own if you get sick there. You may not be able to get into a hospital. We may not be able to get you. So that's the whole do not travel gist. Also, next, Delta Airlines is reportedly testing a new digital feature that allows passengers to upload proof of vaccination before they take international flights. The PointsGuy website reports this isn't an option just anyone can find on the Delta website quite yet. Apparently, the airline is testing it out, sending it to travelers booked on certain flights to Iceland and Greece, both of which require passengers to be vaccinated. The PointsGuy got the scoop from a tipster who took a screen grab that shows an option for you to scan your vaccination card, which then gets linked to your passport information. Other airlines, including United, are also offering similar schemes. This is going to be really helpful, guys, in getting you through the gauntlet that you're currently required to go through before you even get to security at the airports here in New York and across the rest of the country. When I flew to Italy on a COVID-tested flight this past June, we got to the airport at 2 o'clock for a 7 p.m. flight. I think it was like a 7:30 p.m. flight. There was so much paperwork and so much testing to do that we didn't even get to the gate till a little after 5 p.m. That was 3 hours inside the airport before we even got to the security line, essentially. Also, a couple other important changes in the cruising world. If you're booked on a Royal Caribbean ship or you're planning on taking a cruise soon on Royal Caribbean from Florida, you better make sure you're vaccinated. The company says all passengers 12 and older must show proof to sail from Florida. The line has been allowing travelers to opt out of showing proof on sailings from the Sunshine State thanks to an executive order by Governor Ron DeSantis, but recent legal injunctions have changed this. So you have to show proof. Carnival Cruise Lines also announcing changes. All departures from Atlantic and Gulf home ports of Carnival Cruise Lines starting August 28th will only provide vaccine exemptions to kids under 12 or people with medical conditions. So now, if you're traveling on Carnival, you must show proof of vaccination and a recent negative COVID test if you're traveling from Atlantic and Gulf home ports. And finally, it's a bird, it's a plane, it's a giant round thing. No, you're not seeing things. For the next few days, a gigantic Ferris wheel will be plopped right in the middle of Times Square. It's 11 stories high. It allows you a shot in, well, not above really the skyscrapers, but in through the windows of various office buildings, apartments, and hotels. The wheel is on Broadway Plaza between 47th and 48th. I mean, not like I have to tell you, just go to Times Square, you'll see it. Admission is $20, $35 to skip the line. It runs every day from noon till midnight till September 12th. So there you have it. That's your Jet Set Juliet travel update.
All right. Well done, Juliet. Get those vaccines if you want to go to the Bahamas. 545.
Song in like this.
Why not? I don't know. Bahaman. 545. Let's get a look at the Peerless Boilers Sports Report with Matt Sapienza.
Let's check on the sports.
Let's do it.
Yeah, right? Well, the Mets were off last night, but the Bronx Bombers kept on grinding. Giancarlo Stanton homered and drove in three runs to carry the Yankees to their 10th straight victory, cooling off the streaking Atlanta Braves 5-1. The Yankees snapped first-place Atlanta's own 9-game winning streak in the first regular season matchup in almost 120 years between teams that had won at least 9 in a row. Stanton homered in the second inning off Huascar Yanoa and snapped a 1-all tie in the 6th with a 2-out, 2-run double. Gary Sanchez tacked on a 2-run single in the 8th. Dansby Swanson homered for Atlanta. The win went to Jordan Montgomery. This report is brought to you by Peerless Boilers. They do make America's best boilers. You can check them out at peerlessboilers.com. With sports at 15 and 45, I'm Matt Sapienza, WABC Sports. Back to you guys.
Thank you very much, Matt. The time now, 5:47. Let's head over to Joseph B. Nolan for the traffic.
If you're on 109 in Kearney, southbound truck route, Jacobus Avenue, bad accident, apparently a fatality involved in this. So obviously an accident investigation, that takes some time, and it will be there for a little while longer. Good news on 78, though, westbound Outer Exit 26. That earlier collision now is out of the way. If you're on the southbound side of the Brooklyn Queens Expressway, coming down to the Williamsburg Bridge, that right lane accident, that is still there. And alternate side of the street, parking rules and regulations are in effect. Still problems as well on the southbound Brooklyn Queens Expressway. Way at the Broadway exit. They're just updating everything. And like I said, alternate side is in effect. Mass Transit in pretty good shape. I'm Joe Nolan with Traffic on the 7. Talk Radio 77 WABC.
Thank you very much, sir. We do have some other news to get to. An update on the Free Britney movement, the hashtag Free Britney movement. Britney Spears' father claims that Britney's issues are more severe than the public knows. This is according to court documents. It was a 15-page filing, and it said if the public knew all the facts of Ms. Spears' personal life, not only her highs but also her lows, they would praise Jamie Spears for his work. He was basically the conservator for Ms. Spears for quite a while. Mr. Spears denied being in control of Britney's prescription drug plan, and he said that medication was supervised by the former conservator, Jody Montgomery. He said her complaints about his sort of being in charge of deciding how much lithium she should get are just basically ridiculous. He is suggesting that she has really been struggling with addiction and mental health issues, and they're far more serious than the public actually realizes.
New York City's teachers union could be fighting back against Mayor Bill de Blasio's vaccine mandate for school employees. De Blasio said all staff members who work in K-12 buildings would need to roll up their sleeves by September 27th. They won't have an option to submit weekly testing. The union says there are many details like medical exemptions that by law must be negotiated.
Update on Mr. Young Baron Trump, 15 years old, he is reportedly going to be going into a $34,000 a year school, private school, founded by William Koch. And his parents have been informed that a small contingent of Secret Service agents will be patrolling the grounds. Actually, the parents of the kids at the school. I mean, I think his parents are pretty aware of this. Barron, of course, is the youngest son of the former president, Donald Trump. And this school is about 15 minutes from Mar-a-Lago. It's called the Oxbridge Academy. It's over there in Palm Beach. And yes, Barron will be attending, they say. The school sent out an email to parents alerting them about Barron's soon-to-be presence there. And obviously the concern is that there will be a lot of Secret Service and potentially media. Hopefully not, because he is a young man. He should not be followed by the media. The school was founded back in 2011 by William Koch, the brother of major Republican donors Charles and David Koch, who obviously have raised money for Trump's election.
Well, Juliet, you are much more influential than you may realize.
Really?
Because Council Speaker Corey Johnson is calling on New York City authorities to investigate how carriage horses are treated. Johnson says images of severely underweight horses with open wounds are circulating on social media. He called them disturbing, to say the least, adding the alleged abuse cannot continue. He's now demanding that New York City health officials and the NYPD launch an investigation.
Bravo to him, and bravo to you guys, because I know a lot of you sent messages. I had posted his Twitter, and I had posted the mayor's Twitter and information, and you guys, I know a lot of you sent messages to these folks, so thank you. That is fantastic. I'm so happy to hear that.
All right, somebody that was very active in standing up for that horse is wearing the very shirt that we were giving away on Saturday. Sid Rosenberg, the co-host of the Bernie and Sid Show. What's coming up on the Bernie and Sid Show today?
Well, it's Tuesday. That means Bo Deedle's going to stop by. That's always an entertaining segment, 7:25 a.m. every Tuesday morning. In terms of guests, that's it. You know, there's so much other stuff to talk about. Obviously, today with the new governor, you know, we're going to beat the hell out of that because it hasn't been talked about enough yet. Afghanistan.
Well, she's only been governor for 6 hours.
So, she's been governor basically for 2 weeks. Okay. I mean, he continued to embarrass himself with ridiculous outgoing speeches and making decisions for 450,000 people. But the truth is, this has been a 2 week death watch. So I feel like I've been talking about her for 2 years, not 2 weeks. Afghanistan, of course, that's some new material there.
Did something happen?
No, nothing happens. Yeah. No, nothing happens. And the Mets. They didn't play last night, but
Which means they didn't lose.
Right.
Good day for us.
I got to be honest with you, Sid, though. Walking around in a T-shirt with your own face on it.
Yeah.
It's pretty
odd.
Brand.
You know, it's funny you say that because when I posted the T-shirt with this picture, Juliet, literally 30 minutes ago, so you know I'm not lying, go to my Instagram account, rosenberg.sydney, rosenberg.sydney. The caption reads, "There is something surreal about wearing your own face on your own chest." I swear to you, I Instagrammed that 30 minutes ago. Just emphasize your point, Julia.
I don't think there's anything wrong with wearing your own face on a shirt, but when
it's like wearing a Journey shirt to a Journey show, or like a Metallica shirt to a Metallica show. You just don't do it.
Oh, you can't do that? Really?
No. I mean, are you going to wear a competing band?
You don't do it.
What I find odd about what Sid has done here is that he's blocked out Bernie's face.
And that's true.
I mean, there was no need for that.
I actually cut the head off.
Yeah.
you just cut off.
I did.
See,
yeah.
We Poor see Bernie. Through to your skin now. So I hear now that Bernie was at this event.
Well, actually, Julia, let me rather than Sid recap what happened. Let me take folks back in time to 23 hours ago, the Bernie and Sid Show, where Bernie and Sid were having a conversation about the rainy weekend.
But speaking of which, also they did have out in Jones Beach, and I did attend. Believe it or not, I had a friend who had an extra pair of tickets, and they had the great Tunnel to Towers concert out at Jones Beach, Northwell Health Jones Beach Theater.
Well, you didn't really go because Frank was just saying, how come? Well, Frank was like, I was there with Dominic and Rita and Juliet. Where was Bernie? It was 10 minutes away.
I didn't go. I wasn't with the
station,
the glitterati. I was with the peeps.
Nice.
And it was beautiful.
And the whole show went on, right?
The whole show went on.
They never stopped.
Despite several deluges. and there were deluges, believe me when I tell you. But, yeah, the show went on. It was great. Journey, the Steve Miller Band, Flo Rida.
Wyclef Jean.
So do we believe that Bernie was at this show?
No, come on. O.J. Simpson is more believable than that. Are you kidding me? I went with one of my friends, the Peeps. Come on. There's no chance that Bernie showed up with thousands of people in Jones Beach on a Saturday night and made sure, by the way, that at an event which was really run by our station, Frank Siller and you guys, he saw nobody.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
Stop.
He could have at least stopped by and said hello. Thanks for giving away shirts.
Or you walk by accident, you're on the way to the bathroom, you bump into Dominic Carter. Something has to happen at that venue.
I mean, he's hard to miss,
right,
too. So we were staring out at the crowd the whole time.
Listen, I love my partner to death. We've been friends for 27 years, and I wouldn't want to work with anybody else, but there is no way he's being honest about Saturday. No way. He wasn't there. You can bet at your whatever money you got left in your retirement savings, bet all of it that Bernie was not at Jones Beach on Saturday.
A Bernie truther.
Because either way, he's kind of in trouble. Because if he goes and he doesn't even, and we're standing there
in the rain,
like suckers in the rain,
you know, yay, look at Bernie and Sid, this is a great show, blah, blah, blah. You know, like we're chopped meat. And he's there and he doesn't even come over and shill his own shirt. That's bad.
I love
that. But if he's lying about going, that's even worse.
Yeah, that we were the glitterati.
Yeah, glitterati.
It was not exactly that glamorous. I mean,
it wasn't?
I was happy to be there. No.
Yeah.
We're sitting there in the rain, chasing people to download an app.
Starting at 5 o'clock, by the way, when nobody was there. We were there and we were very happy to be there.
Absolutely.
I hear you.
It's a very important event.
I wasn't in Jones Beach, but I did make the walk, as I told you yesterday, through Central Park with thousands and thousands. I mean, a sea of humanity, which, as I said yesterday, for a city that is scared to death of the Delta variant and the COVID, and we're all going to die again, and let's shut it all down, Bill de Blasio was 50 feet away from at least, I don't know, 50,000 people. Not one person, not one. I was in that park for an hour. These people were sitting on top of each other. It was Woodstock 2021. Not one person wearing a mask. Nobody practicing social distancing. No shirts. Filthy looking people. Park filled with them. And all de Blasio cared about was
filthy looking.
Disgusting looking people. Upper West Side, they're like the most disgusting looking. I live there. The most disgusting, dirty looking people. And all this mayor cared about was play the music. What about the COVID? They're sitting on top of each other. Thousands of them. Thousands.
No, I mean, I honestly, I wouldn't want to go sit in the middle of a bunch of people. I mean, I was kind of happy that we were standing away from
everybody.
Even
the kids look dirty and three-legged dogs and just a
three-legged dog.
Terrible.
Now, three-legged dog.
Since you were not right about Kathy Hochul becoming governor.
Whatever.
What is your prediction on whether Bill de Blasio runs for governor next year?
He will run for governor.
Will run for governor.
Yes, yes.
All right.
It's funny. He took an incredible amount of glee. It's not funny. It's predictable.
Yeah.
With Cuomo's exit, and he tweets a picture of New York, the greatest city in the world, as if he's got something to do with that. He did every bit a better job as Cuomo in trying to ruin this city, which he did.
Well, he was just shading Cuomo because Cuomo earlier in the day during his teary farewell speech made a sort of a snide comment about how the new mayor is going to be more competent.
So. Right. Well, listen, these two together will go down as the worst 1-2 punch in history. So while de Blasio was enjoying the moment, he should look in the mirror and come to the realization he's every bit as bad.
It's absurd. I mean, the guy is just a clown.
Yeah. Well, thanks to Peerless Boilers for this preview of the Bernie and Sid show. You can catch all 4 hours of the Bernie and Sid show featuring Bo Dietl and their analysis of Afghanistan and Kathy Hochul beginning at 6 a.m., which should be quite a show. Listen to Sid in his Bernie and Sid t-shirt.
I love this whole, now there's a whole mystery, a conspiracy
I like
about
it too.
Bernie.
I like it too.
Oh, yeah. It's good. It's
the Bernie
stuff.
Truthers are out there.